Today we celebrate a very special feast day, and it is in fact the principal feast day of our diocese. It is the feast of St. Michael the Archangel. And of course in the Missal it says the dedication of St. Michael the Archangel. And the fact is that it was several centuries of St. Michael appearing. The first one was already in the 5th century to the shepherd and the bishop of the beautiful mountain of Monte Gargano, and St. Michael asked for a sanctuary to be built there. Inside the cave, a shepherd was bringing his cows, not sheep, but cows, to his stalls, and one of the cows disappeared. So one of the other shepherds, his assistants, said, "I saw the cow go into that cave." And so the shepherd, obviously there was no electricity, no lights of any kind. He took his arrow and put a cloth on it and tar and lit it up and shot the arrow into the cave. And then he could see deep there, the cow was there. Well, he went in to get her, and when he went in, all of a sudden, the whole cave was lit up, and it was the Archangel St. Michael who appeared. And he asked for a shrine to be built. He said, "Go get the bishop, and I will tell him what to do." So he got the bishop, and he came, and that was the beginning. That is the dedication. But this particular dedication took place several centuries later, under Pope Boniface II, who in the Circus Maximus of Rome built a basilica in honor of St. Michael the Archangel. Of course, we know that even before that, St. Gregory the Great had a procession because there was a plague in Rome. And in the middle of the procession, the Archangel St. Michael appeared in the heavens and told them what to do, and of course, this was one of the things that he wanted, a basilica in his honor in Rome as well. Rome was not always quick to catch on to everything, as we well know even today. So St. Gregory the Great had this very special feast, and of course later on, Pope Boniface II was to dedicate the basilica that St. Michael desired, which is, of course, still today in Rome, in the outskirts of what is the Circus Maximus, that one of the biggest places for the Ludus Romani, the games of Rome, that still exists. And, of course, in the meantime, St. Michael has appeared again and again to many people, among them to in the French countryside and the outskirts on the shore, where today is the Basilica of Monte Saint-Michel, Mont Saint-Michel, which oddly enough today, because of the atmosphere of the church of today, which of course God permits, he doesn't will, but he permits, the Mont Saint-Michel is now under the control of the Protestants. They gave it over. The monks ran out, and there was no more, and nobody there. There's no vocations in France, and so they turned it over, at least to keep it open and to paint and pay the bills and whatever. Mont Saint-Michel, one of the most beautiful shrines dedicated to St. Michael, is now not in the control of the church, though the church still holds the deed. But things are very crazy in the world of today. So we need St. Michael even more today than did St. Gregory, than did Boniface II. And so we pray and beseech the Almighty St. Michael to help us, to protect us, and to deliver us from all evil, and to bless the church in this day, and to bring it back to the ancient traditions which have always held her together. If it weren't for the fact that the devil is always attacking, there would be no need for St. Michael. But God created him and all the choirs of angels, the nine choirs of angels, to do a specific job. And among them, St. Michael in particular, to lead the legions of angels to fight against the devil, who is always assaulting us and hurting us in every way that he can. So we pray to him always, every day, all the time, to be with us and to protect us against the wickedness and snares of the devil, and to grant that we may, at the end of our lives on earth, be following him and all the angels to the glory of heaven. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.